on its own, but not right?
Whatever you decide, it's wrong.
Do I have to say everything over again, just exactly the way I said it?
Well, no, just.
Word for it, but a lot faster.
We don't need the beginning. Okay, let's, do I have a motion on the minutes?
Welcome to planning commission, we're gonna start, yes. I'll motion to approve the minutes from September 4th.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We've got a motion and a second to approve the minutes of September 4th, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None, passes unanimously. Okay, let's get right to item number three, conditional use permit filed by Mayra Jimenez. You say it Jimenez, don't you? With an A. Request approval of a home occupation permit allowing her to conduct a business called Sunshine Daycare at her residence on 819 West 500 North.
50.
50 North, yeah.
50 North. Did I say 500?
Mm-hmm.
819 West, 50 North. Is she here? What, should we just?
Table it?
Yeah, I would say table that one.
You're gonna say table?
We need some discussion.
By the college.
She's got numbers.
Is this the apartments by the college?
Okay.
It's gonna need some discussion, I say wait till she's here.
Okay, we've tabled that, let's go right to number four. Do we have representatives here from Jones and DeMille?
I guess that's me.
Oh, that's you. Yeah, they want to expand their building down where they are at 1535 South, 100 West. Okay. We discussed this at the DRC meeting, so. Why don't you show us what you want to do, it's pretty straightforward, they own the ground south where they want to go. So.
Yeah, so Michelle's pulling that up, so as far as I'm aware, I'm the third backup to this meeting, so, sorry guys.
Okay.
But, so our current existing building is there along the street, and we would be extending to the south, past that fence line, and we currently own the property to the south. And Kendrick, I think, met with you guys, the DRC, and talked through a bunch of questions and comments to do with the site plan that we are currently proposing. Within that site plan, there is a couple things, to note.
Rick has a copy of that.
She found it up there.
So that page that you were just on there, Michelle, there's, a couple different parcels within what we own, and one of the parcels that's there is actually county, and we are looking to do a lot line adjustment.
Lot line adjustment.
Correct.
Which is a soft form of annexation, is that?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a little piece like this that they just want to square the property up so they'll make the parking lot work.
Yeah.
So have you all talked to the county about this? About, you know, this annexation?
I have no idea.
Okay, you don't know, really, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that they have, actually, I do know they have talked to the recorder. They have talked to Jason about this, and Jason suggested.
Yeah, I think that was brought up in the DRC, wasn't it, Michelle? And it seemed like everything was in order.
Jason suggested that we come to this meeting and suggest the lot line adjustment and make it, make annex it part of the city so that we can make the parcel all one instead of having multiple parcels within there.
You know, small town Jason's missing a lot of his anger, right?
I don't know about that.
Jason's my son-in-law, so. That won't matter, right? That's just advice he's getting from, right?
It doesn't matter, I did my whole path, well.
Did you see what her opinion is?
So where are you proposing the lot line adjustment to go to? Because there's the yellow section that's R110, and then the orange is county, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Bring back the plat, will you? Plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, the idea was to square that up.
All right.
And then it would also basically change the zoning there to the same, well, adopt the zoning of our current, parcel.
Right.
That was the big item that I know of. Everything else, it seemed like, was commented in DRC and resolved there. As far as I'm aware.
Now, Michelle, what, have you got the items from the DRC meeting? And there was a
address?
They're in the packet, yeah. There's not any, so.
We went through the list pretty close and everything, couple things I had to pick up, but.
Right.
But Jones and DeMille was in agreement with all that was required.
Yes.
So.
The one thing that it said they were going to check on irrigation ditches.
It is there, and they will have to extend it.
They will have to extend it.
Right, and then they'll have to add a fire hydrant. There's a whole list of stuff we went over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just the one thing that they said they will verify this. Everything else was they will need to install a hydrant. They will be installing a streetlight.
Yes.
That they'll verify what's under the concrete because they weren't sure what the irrigation ditches were doing when John was watering.
But he says that they verified it and they're going to extend the.
Street water runs this way.
So maybe.
Irrigation runs that way.
Yeah.
If someone's inclined to do a motion when we get done with this discussion, maybe we'll just note that. If there's any question on what that means, okay?
Well, it sounds like they verified it.
Yeah, they verified it. They need to extend it.
Oh, okay. So then to see it's cleared up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I move that we this has to be forwarded to the city, does it not? I move that we accept this to be forwarded to the city council for their consideration.
So are we recommending it?
Yes.
The annexation though needs to go to the city.
Yeah, the annexation. Right.
Yeah.
So.
So then we're approving the P2 use?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We accept it as motion or as given to us.
A second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. No more discussion? Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None, Michelle. Okay. Motion carries. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go right to sign permit. Approve a proposed U-Haul sign. I see, are you all guys here?
Yeah.
He's getting to be a permanent fixture?
Yeah.
I am. Looking for a place to live down here, so.
Right.
Spend too much time with you guys.
It's a great idea.
Well, you've been here about 10 or 15 minutes. You want to move here.
So, I guess in summary, there is an existing Kmart sign on the property. We were hoping to reallocate its use to match our standard U-Haul design signs. It doesn't really work out, unfortunately. It's not laid out big enough and also doesn't hold what we'd like to do. So I'm proposing that we could upgrade the sign to what our standard sign design would be for one of our U-Haul centers, which would be a modular sign, says you on the top, would have a couple of sign cans below that would offer our self-storage in our boxes, and then with a reader board that would change every couple of weeks.
Oh,
that way on my tablet.
Now we got it.
Hey, now it looks great.
Yeah. Okay.
So your sign code currently, I believe, is 25 feet.
35.
Is it 35?
Mm-hmm.
This sign is 40 feet. In order to fit everything on it that we need to do.
Say something here real quick.
Yes, 40 feet high.
The reason he's here is I couldn't fit everything. He had to come to you guys to see if he could. It's over 100 square foot. but that is their standard sign for all the U-Haul places in the state. And it's over our 35-foot limit, he wants to go to 40. So those are the two things he's asking for, is it's over 100 square foot, and it's over 35 feet. But he has over 2 acres, so it comes to you guys to make that decision.
So...
What do you say?
So this would be a variance?
It's not a variance. It is allowed to be more square footage on the sign because he has the side of this.
I understand, but the height? The height?
Yeah, because height...
Okay, so...
That's how tall McDonald's is.
Maybe...
60 feet.
Yeah, maybe I misunderstood. You are going to replace the sign that's there, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. But you're going to replace it with a sign that's the same height as the existing one?
It'll be 5 feet taller than the existing one.
Okay, so that's... But you don't do variance, so... And it would qualify for a variance with our municipal laws, so...
Okay, well, wait, then what authority do we have to grant a change?
You can change things over, when it's over two acres, then it falls to you guys to set the guidelines that you want.
For anything?
Well, on that one, it specifically said anything over that was just with your approval. It didn't sound like it required any variances or...
Do you know how many square feet sign face there are?
It's 170, in the 170s?
Yes.
Area?
Yes.
But this is one of those corporate things that wherever you go, that's a sign you see?
No, I understand all of that, and that's...
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the way it looks and everything. I just don't want to be put in jail.
So, because it's over 2 acres, then we have the authority to...
Pretty much approve what we want. Disapprove whatever he wants.
Is that grass your property, or is that a public right-of-way?
That's public right-of-way. I believe that's required right-of-way for the...
Highway?
Yeah.
And one of the...
So that's why it will be built on our property, much like the Kmart sign was already on the asphalt. Yes.
Does the U-Haul extend over? I ask because in the sign ordinance, it says that it should not overhang public property or public right-of-way. The UDOT is just in, or U-Haul, is just in line with the public right-of-way line.
We're gonna, as close as we can get, but we're gonna stay on our property with the sign.
And with the overhang.
Frowns on that.
Yeah.
Any, the U?
Yeah, the overhang will be on our property line.
Okay.
Okay.
Be well back from our property line. I don't want to cause any grief there. We like the Department of Transportation, too.
Wait, here we go. Within 3 feet of street right-of-way.
The concern that we have, and we've had this concern back and forth, is if we come down 5 feet, we have a reader board message, a reader board sign there. You bring that down 5 feet, and it starts to create visual disturbance with seeing the other buildings that are off on either side, including our own. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to impede the vision of the rest of the strip mall.
Well, but what about even the spacing of it? There's no dimension between the self-storage and the U-Haul on top, but if you could shrink that spacing, and then there's a foot spacing, and then a foot and a half spacing, if you shrunk those down to like 8-inch spacing between the signs, there wouldn't be as much gap between them, and you could shift it down at least a few feet.
Probably.
That makes an issue with the sign access to it and the water drainage.
And that's just true, because these... I don't know what the dimensions are, but there will have to be gaps between them because the faces open up in order to service them. The top ones won't be a big deal, but the middle ones do require some level of variance.
Okay,
And I'm not saying completely eliminate that, but look how much you can shrink the spacing between it, and that would shorten the sign as a result.
So you have heartburn, please.
Okay, Lisa, on page 165, it says, "Planning Commission may exceed these standards on any project exceeding 2 acres in size."
Yes. That's just what.
So therefore, we do have the authority.
Yeah.
To grant this, the height and the square footage.
It doesn't say height on there, it just cites the square footage.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, you're right.
This is the number of signs allowed and the total square footage of the sign face.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, not the height. Not the height. Okay, maximum projection, it says no part of the freestanding pole sign shall be permitted within 3 feet of any street right of way.
How was McDonald's allowed then?
That. McDonald's has been here a long, long time.
McDonald's has one that's about 30 feet and one that's about 60 feet or give or take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that one, it's more than, it's more than.
This says 25 feet.
Right, 25 feet is the.
Is the maximum
height. Right.
I guess I was thinking it was already 35 feet tall, sorry.
So I don't know where the 35 came from.
That's the height of the sign at the moment.
I think our existing sign was 35 feet.
Yeah.
Came on sign and said.
So I don't think them sacrificing that open space between U-Haul and the rest is gonna.
No, it was gonna get them close to 35, but.
Yeah.
25 is.
Well, that's my only concern is whether we have authority to grant that at all. You know, or whether the ordinance would have to be changed. And that's the way I read it, is that the ordinance has to be changed, but we don't have authority to grant a height increase. If we don't, then we can't.
So.
So.
Correct. Here's my question to you then would be, and I respect you guys, obviously I don't want to question it, but. So if.
Question.
If I were in a position where I could have used the existing sign to put my sign on, I would say at 35 feet because it was existing.
We'd have to look into grandfathering provisions.
So that would be my question is if it's going in the same position, but we're upgrading the poles to.
Normally, if you upgrade anything, then the grandfathering goes out the window. I mean, you know, but I'm not an attorney and you're very free to question our, you know, whatever we say or do here.
Sure.
That's not a problem, but we just want to, you know, do what we're allowed to do.
Are you in a mad rush to get this?
He'd like.
I was in a mad rush.
He'd like it yesterday.
Is it something I can run by our city attorney?
Yeah, that's what I'd like.
Would you like me to run it by the city attorney and if it's okay, then.
Yep.
Move forward. If they say yes, if it's okay with the attorney, then I can check with the attorney.
Well, that's what I would suspect. I would suspect that the ordinance has to be changed to grant this.
And do you want, I mean, I know that there's a sign like this, but really it's better to have a sign. If you have to crane your neck to see, not to see a sign.
But you know, I guess the question would be, could we go a little bit higher with the ordinance and, you know, still make that work and then give businesses a little bit greater leeway without, you know, degrading our environment or something?
Especially depending on various code, zoning.
Right. And you know, and I guess I say that, Michelle, because like he says, there's a standard size and it's implemented pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And so maybe we're a little bit too restrictive in town here about this.
Well, I think you probably find the same thing. Your hotels are out on the freeway all.
Well, our hotels are being made by the freeway.
Sure, so there's always some, somebody says, this is my standard.
Always some caveat. Yeah, no, we understand that, but I'm just.
I understand.
Yeah.
I guess if we were
Or could we just move that up into, if it's over two acres, you guys have control over it.
over the sign height?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be, but again, the ordinance would have to be changed to permit that.
You guys can discuss and figure out whatever for each project, because like you said, if it's next to the freeway, you're gonna want a taller. This is a big building, he wants a sign to advertise it.
Another thing that they'll have to consider is, and I don't think this is that kind of thing, you know, for a project, it's also that.
Now what, again, pardon?
The airport approach.
Oh, the airport.
Yeah, and I do know that, you know, we.
Yep.
Time lowering signs and stuff.
Yeah.
But if this one was gonna be a concern, then they'd have to be doing McDonald's.
And they have, they did lower the one sign. I mean, I'm not against your sign, but it's.
Yeah, it's. This is a little bit bigger than.
What do you want to do?
He's got other concerns at the moment, I think. Okay, well.
What do you want to do, committee?
I would say that we ask Mr. Robinson to run it by the city attorney and see what our options are as far as, you know, changing the ordinance, whether we really need to do that or what. And then if the attorney says we do, then we, you know, consider it.
So we table it to do a little homework.
Right, so.
He just wanted to see me come back.
We do like you.
We like you.
If I don't get Christmas cards from you guys, I.
Back next month.
Or do you want to just approve it if it's okay with the attorney?
Well, if the attorney's.
I don't know if we want to, for sure. Because we'll have to have a public hearing to change the ordinance.
Yeah, but he's saying if the attorney says we don't have to change the ordinance to do this, you know, which we all think is a, not a very likely scenario, but he's saying if the attorney says that, then do we want to approve this?
Well, the attorney can't say you can go against the ordinance.
No, no, I know, Michelle. I'm saying, but Rick is saying, if there's something in the ordinance that we don't understand here from what we've got printed, then we could go ahead. That's what he's asking. And I'm kind of not, I'm not quite there yet, you know, I mean.
Well, what we do is then Rick would get that for us, and then our next meeting, and we could just make our decision and not require you to be here, if it's gonna be a.
Yeah, we understand what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because we're doing it for our.
Sure, I'm on to do this the right way.
Okay, and it's not gonna be that big a deal to not get moving on it then?
Well, sure, it's always.
He wants it done yesterday.
You guys know me, but, no, I, in this particular case, you know, we're actually just finishing up our drawings for the facility, so we got a lot of stuff that's still happening. We just, this much is done, and it's one more project I can notch off of my list.
Stuff to do.
We have all those trucks that we bring out for everything.
They do, and that's worked great, so I can be patient with you guys. Obviously, want to do this the right way. If we really go to a 25-foot sign, we will have to scrap some of what's here, because I can't squeeze
just
it on without,
fit, yeah.
Without affecting.
Right.
Drive visibility and all the other things go along with that. So there's a consequence.
Yeah, no, we
that I would have to really evaluate how it worked out.
Yeah.
So okay. You guys aren't opposed to the 40-foot, it's just, can you legally do the 40-foot?
Yeah, that's what I was.
We'd have to talk about it some more, honestly. You know, I mean, it's.
It is what.
We've told a lot of people 25 feet, right?
And the code is 25.
And the code is 25.
But have we told a lot of people that own over 2 acres? No.
No.
Not so many.
The 2 acres.
He owns a lot of.
And we own like 9 acres.
I'm just.
So that is it.
Well, and then comparison to the signs that exist around it.
Just right by it.
The bank on Main Street, I can see we said no to that.
Yeah.
But this is a big lot.
That is.
Should be considered.
Yeah.
We'll want to consider that.
We'll want to consider that.
I think as it reads now, we can't.
So we'll do a little homework. Okay.
All right.
Just so I'm clear then, I'm gonna check with the attorney, and if he says no, then we're gonna come back and see if we want to adjust the ordinance move that part up into, if it's over 2 acres, it's up to you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I had it.
I can see him.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump to 7, and we'll take care of that, and then we can, we'll talk with Howard on item 6, because we might be a little more than just a few minutes. Okay? Will that work? Is
Kristen?
Is Kristen? Kristen, you're wanting the conditional use permit allow you to conduct the business of grooming and boarding.
Yes, but the
you understand.
Location is probably going to be different than what's stated here.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us precisely then? It's changed a little bit than what's on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, tell us what's changed, then we'll have a discussion with you.
So just the location of the building that I want to do. Like
okay, where are you going to change the location to? South 150 South 100 East, and what is that location?
Working on it.
It's still downtown.
350 South.
That's
no,
in a.
No, it's in commercial shopping.
Okay, now.
It's on the edge.
So that's not downtown.
So it's not downtown.
Yeah,
okay.
I know it's a commercial shopping district. So.
All right then.
Okay, now. Your dog grooming, we can do the conditional use permit if we choose to. The boarding is it, we can't do that in that zone.
Okay.
Like, now the only zone that we allow boarding is in the manufacturing zone. Now what zone is this where this new location?
It's CS.
Commercial shopping.
Yeah.
And am I correct?
Yeah.
That we do not allow boarding in that zone.
Well, we don't talk explicitly about dog grooming anywhere, do we?
We do in that.
Personal service.
Mm-hmm.
Personal care services.
But for the dog kenneling, which would be the overnight boarding.
Okay, so does that give you serious heartburn that you can't board?
Serious money loss.
There's a huge, huge need for it. Like, huge need for
boarding. And it's all indoors, so that you're not.
They're not out.
They're not outside. They're not barking, disrupting anything. They're all indoors, and it's a very clean establishment. The Salina location and this location would be the same. The girls take care of their locations.
Mm-hmm.
They're clean. They don't smell.
Like we've done boarding in Salina. We've never had one complaint about it over there inside. We did boarding there. I don't know how many years did we do boarding there? A couple of years at least.
Okay, so.
What would pet boarding be listed?
And it's not even a big operation. I mean, it's even like 5 kennels for boarding. There's just nowhere for anybody to take their dogs here. So we've had so many clients. They're like, are you ever going to offer boarding? You know, even just 5 kennels, I mean, not a huge operation. You know, even just 5 kennels in the back of the, you know, in the shop, which I have 5 kennels there anyways for my grooming, you know.
Okay, so what?
No, like, I don't even know, like, if there's a set limit, then.
What can we do by law?
What's the location? Is it in the strip mall there?
It is. It's that strip mall on the corner.
So is it the farther south?
Yes. And it's all.
It's
sort of northwest heading west. Yes. And it's all center block walls. Center block walls.
Where northwest was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the very south end.
Yes.
Okay, I think what the question is
it's going to be the same question as the last time.
Yeah.
In other words, our ordinance doesn't permit it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure you can.
So, well, we'd have to change the ordinance to permit it. Okay. So that process will have to be gone through to consider doing this.
We have to have a public hearing.
We don't do variances, she said.
Any kind are only in MD and MG zones. whatever class they are.
Well, now, if you class the grooming as personal grooming, why couldn't you class it as a personal motel?
Yeah, no, we understand, but that's not.
Except that there is an explicit kennel.
Yes.
Class A must be commercial and hobby specifications.
Right, but it's, and it's only for the manufacturing zone, so. I guess.
The people that board their dogs at our facilities are their kids, most of them. That's their kids, that's not their dog.
Yeah, we understand.
And there is no facility.
We know this, I mean, you know, we have relatives that board dogs, I do personally, and I know the, you know, the need for it and all of that. But it, we still have to go through the process of changing the ordinance to permit this.
And then when they do that, does that involve city council?
Yes.
Well, I was just talking about whether it's an appropriate use in those zones.
Right.
Anyway, because if we say, yeah, in commercial shopping, you can board dogs, then any of our commercial shopping zones.
Are open to it.
Boarding dogs.
So even if we agreed to it, we can't guarantee that the council will.
Okay.
Because the implication, did you understand that?
Yes.
If we change that ordinance, then all the ones around that's in that same zone said, oh, wow, you're gonna allow pet boarding in all that zone. You only might get.
We're not afraid of competition.
Well, just backlash about.
It's a can of worms.
I guess we'll encourage you in the meantime to maybe take a look at the manufacturing zones and see if there's not a possibility that you could move to one of those areas. You know, because like I said, it may not be possible to get this passed.
Okay, I mean, for now, can I, the grooming wise, can we get going on that and then work towards the boarding?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, let's do a little of that.
Just show us.
I said the city now, then it becomes an advertising company.
Yes.
And then this, we would make a recommendation to the city, and then the city would, the council would be the final decision maker. You would go to their meeting, and you'd be subject to what they.
Whatever they decide.
Yes.
I understand that, I just wanna make sure.
Okay, so.
We're not worried about competition, we're worried about.
Yeah, competition.
Safe boarding places, and maybe they're not as clean and good as you. Yes, yeah, homes are around there and people listen to dogs.
Maybe it doesn't have a block building, just didn't sound.
Right.
So we allow you, you have a great building, but the next one that wants to come in doesn't, and, you know.
Yeah, we don't have any recourse.
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as your.
Grooming is a P2 use though.
It's a what?
P2 use in commercial shopping, so.
So it would work.
Yeah, Mike, if we can.
So then we'd just like to know the particulars, you're going to have how many dogs groomed there at once, just one, or?
Sometimes it's, I mean, very rarely, it's more than two, I mean, some owners have maybe three, but that's very rare.
Okay, so just one client, one owner client at a time?
Yes, very rare, and then one time you'll have a client picking up, I mean, very rare, so it's usually just one in and out.
And there is parking there in the strip mall, so that's not the issue that would be.
Yeah, there's parking out back and up front.
Okay.
And there's an entrance in the back end of that, so.
Yeah, okay. And as far as sewage, drainage, anything like that, would you have any, you know, requirements? I mean, you're going to wash the dogs, right?
Yeah, it'll all be self-pumped, so.
Okay.
You probably have.
A license?
A catch, a drain, I mean, a.
Yeah, there's a screen in.
A trap.
In the tub, it catches all the air, they scrape out, throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, because we have to do that.
So did the DRC look at this?
Nope.
Okay.
No, but you know.
Does it need to?
No, conditional use, you know, it's conditional use.
It's a permitted use.
Oh, it is permitted use, oh, so then we wouldn't do a conditional use then?
No.
Oh, okay.
We just wanna.
Well, permitted then.
I have a problem.
I do say one thing, if you do any remodeling, come see me.
Yeah.
Done.
So, pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the change in location, you don't even need.
So just be dealing with Rick.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this location would probably be a lot better than the other one, so.
Okay, so, do we even need a motion where it's permit? No, you just deal with Rick, okay? Now.
But thanks for coming in.
Now, on your, on your boarding, then...
And they'll see what other options they might have while we're, you know, setting up a public hearing or deciding what we want to do as far as the ordinance change goes, if we're going to do that, and, you know.
I'm really hesitant to change the code just because of the implications.
Yeah, we're pretty dubious about being able to do that at all. We don't think that even if we did it, the council would approve it honestly, you know, so, yeah. So we're not really hopeful in that direction.
You can't just cherry stem one building.
Do you know what they're talking about with the same manufacturing zones?
Yeah.
Because there are certain areas, town...
You can get a map that shows those from Michelle.
Okay.
Right, just the idea of opening up any of the commercial or residential areas to dog boarding, I think would be a can of worms that we don't want to deal with. Because like Susan said, you guys might be great, the next people, if we allow it, they're not going to be so great.
If they had to have a certain building built to do it, I mean, you're talking eight-inch center block walls on a building versus somebody's house or something like that, that you could provision there and say, no, we're not going to allow that in that location because it needs to be a structurally sound place to do that kind of a deal instead of just throwing them in any house or something like that, but...
Yeah.
We could have 10 pages of rules on it. Or we can just say in residential and commercial areas, it doesn't, it's not compatible.
But am I correct in saying that, but they can always go to the city council?
Well...
Even if we're recommending not?
Yeah, that's right.
You can't...
They can always appeal to the council, right?
See, we're created by them.
Yeah.
We just get them in front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really, we're just standing on...
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be your... They're going to have to say anything.
Yeah, the only route to go.
For the boarding.
Okay.
Right, yeah, you got our route. But if it came from us, I don't know that I would recommend it, honestly.
Okay.
So you can do some homework there.
Okay, you'll do that one.
Hey.
But as far as grooming goes, you should be able to...
Yeah.
Get a permission to start this business license.
Yeah, awesome.
Sorry about that, yeah, but, you know...
I do agree with the need, though.
We don't do any of the ordinances, the city council makes the ordinance. Anytime they're changed, it's under their purview, and they just ask us to make sure that we follow them. That, yeah, that's why you come to us.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Good luck on that.
Thanks.
Okay.
We've got, I remember I spoke, and I had to be very critically at a government meeting at 7:00, that's where I'm standing, I'm hoping we can, I thought maybe we might be able to...
Okay, okay.
Did they want to speak first?
Get to it quicker, because we got jumped.
Sorry about switching that, Howard, I didn't realize you had...
I didn't make that comment before, sorry.
Well, it's okay. Okay. Howard, you're here tonight to discuss requirements for a motel slash restaurant at the 1180 South Cove View Road. I think we all know the location. We refer to it as the old Topsfield Lodge location.
Yeah, and she's showing it here on the map. Very good, and I'd like to introduce Kyle Turner. The Turner family have become somewhat partners in the enterprise because at my age and physical condition, I don't do the construction or the cleaning or the repainting or any of that stuff. So I'm really depending on them, and I want you to listen to Kyle. I'm going to make just a few introductory remarks or comments. I handed out to everybody, I think you all got a copy of the Reaper, this public input saw it. This came out in last year's paper. It's a little old, but I think the need is even more critical. So I don't think it's outdated in that sense. And I think you got some of you got to see the, or maybe it was passed around, my letter to the people at the six county people suggesting that we need to be sensitive to this need. It's a government request from the state, well, federal and then state. The state made a program, as it says in the article. They refer to it as the AOG, is that it? Let's see, or there's, how can you... Yeah, they referred to it as AOG, Travis Kyle. I don't know whether he's still the planner, regional planner. I stopped by that office to find out.
He is.
Oh, he is, okay.
And it's Keel.
Oh, Keel.
Keel, that's how I pronounce that, yeah.
Keel, very good. AOG, and then it refers to S-C-A-O-G, and so on and so forth. Anyhow, it's I'm just trying to point out that the government's in favor of creating or helping to create moderate and low-income housing. And from everyone I've, all the evidence I've seen and people I've talked to, there's a big demand. And it's not just family demand, but singles, people that are divorced, single, struggling with their lives. Some of the people that wanted to stay in our motel were involved with the campaign against suicide. They came up recently, and there was a march. I think you're all aware of that. Too many suicides, too many people struggling in their lives, no place to live. Look at the homeless situations in the bigger cities. Fortunately, it's not quite as bad here in Richfield, but it's getting that way. And we just have people begging. In fact, most of the people who are here with us support the idea because they see the need. And maybe some of them will want to make comments. But I'm urging the council, the commission here, to consider what can be done to facilitate this need rather than making it hard. You know, sometimes government bodies feel as they've got a burden to protect the public by putting up obstacles, 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 more and more requirements and challenges. And it makes it hard, anyone trying to do the job.
Okay, so Howard, you know, the Development Review Committee, DRC, man, did you get a copy of, maybe not, Rick, a copy of, well...
I was never here when they met for the DRC.
Okay, we got a concern that you need to solve, and then we can get to helping you. And there is a strip of land in front of your property that somebody else owns.
Okay, I can provide you a copy of the letter I've written to these people. I just assumed that it would never be a problem because it's been the egress and access has been going on for probably 50 years. And all the law requires is at least 5 years. And I've pointed that out to these people that they acquired the piece, no doubt, as a nuisance, trying to get value out of it as a nuisance strip. And I'm just saying, look, we want to work with you. We'll try to resolve it, but if necessary, we'll go to court.
Oh, so they're not giving you permission?
At this point, they've refused, as I say in my letter to them. They just, I've called, they never respond to my calls. I've even stopped by their house, left a note, they won't come back. Why? Why? They're hoping to gouge us, to get, force us to pay them, but we'll just go to court and show that that there's no value at all there.
Howard, if you own that property, and somebody else wanted, and we just said, well, ignore getting their permission, and we just gave, so see, our hands are tied up because of that, we can't.
Why?
Well, because...
Let's talk to the city attorney and find out about prescriptive easements, if it requires any more than 5 years.
See, that's where we'd go. Rick, would you help?
I have talked to him. Okay. It requires a judge's signature. Because there's a question in our...
It's private property rights. We just can't trot them. Regardless of why they required that land.
So you may be right, but we're going to ask you to get that judge's signature and go to court, like you said.
We'll do it as quick as we can.
Okay. we do not have an option. Now, you know that this egress you talk about, and I've heard some 7 years or five, whatever it is. So if you can get it based on that, great. But I just hope you'd understand. There's a piece of private property that your public access to, what you're proposing has to go over it. And we just have to, honor that private property rights. And all that takes is either a judge says, hey, they have to let you, or the private property who owns it say, hey, we are letting you.
All right, now I understand.
I understand.
Yeah. Of course, there's also reasonableness, and there's also good judgment on your part. You're not so dumb, you're pretty smart people. And if I can show you a legal definition of prescriptive easement, maybe that would satisfy you. But,
we're not attorneys now.
Okay, I understand. But let me just ask you this. Let's not hold up what we're trying to do because of that. We will assure you that it'll be done before the thing is over.
So we went ahead, Howard, in the development review committee, and went over all of the items that we do with any request that we get. And they're very straightforward. All of what you need to do to this property. Do.
Well, last month when we met, there was no reference to that whatsoever.
He wasn't here last month.
When you met, where?
Here with your planning commission.
You weren't here.
You weren't here last month.
We can show you on the minute.
I'm sorry. It was probably 2 or 3 months ago. Whatever.
It was the previous time. Yeah.
Tell me.
I can't remember.
Remember?
Yes, so
it was before I came to work.
It was before you, Rick.
It was before you came, wasn't it, Rick?
So, 3 months.
Yeah.
Yes. So didn't Michelle prepare those so that you could see those DRC? They're just numbered. 1, 2, I don't know what the
list. Just a list of items that need just to be addressed.
Well, before so my recollection.
They're just going to be normal standard type things.
Copy of it. Let's look at the copy.
Well, I'll give you the brief of it right now, but based on, they had a meeting September 24th, discussed this, and they said that legal access, what the issue was.
Hold on, that was not the meeting that.
DRC is just technical people, engineers, water people, road people.
I understand.
Just to go over.
The first issue is the legal access that we just discussed, and the Development Review Committee, which is another governing body that gives you a list of to-dos, said before any business approval can be given, the owner of the Topsfield property will need to obtain a legal access from the Andertons. It could be a legal agreement, a deed, or a court order. After that legal access has been acquired, there are a number of issues that would need to be discussed. Landscaping, parking spaces, site drainage, trash enclosure, street improvements, fire sprinklers, building permits, and health department verification.
Okay.
But the very first thing.
We do that with
legal
all businesses.
Legal access has to be taken care of.
The Development Review Committee goes over it and they just, you know, it's to have the, you know, the typical stuff that's required. And then Rick
to meet our zoning
can explain
codes.
All of those.
Well, and there's more details about that in the DRC notes that Michelle usually emails right afterwards. Everyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure why that.
Not sure why you don't have any of that.
I know why, it's because there was just, I was at the DRC meeting, there's no need to burden Mr. Hatch with all of these until it gets permission to do this property, because without that you can do all of this, and if the private property owners do not get permission or a judge doesn't get permission, then their hands are tied. No need to pursue with all those items.
We've got access on Fifth West.
Okay, well, see, then that would, you could come and that'd be make that proposal with Rick, and then it would go down that road.
You'd have to prevent.
But there's a whole bunch of other stuff that would do.
You'd have to prevent people from using the other access, though.
Yes. And you would also have to make that road or your access, it's got to be fire truck accessible.
Yeah, so what all of that?
Okay, guys. You're throwing up lots of hoops, lots of obstacles, lots of challenges for us. Well, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to do?
We're trying to get a business.
What are we trying to do?
We're not giving you any challenges that aren't given to everybody, though.
Yeah, it's the same challenge as everybody gets if they're going to do a business. Is that an excuse?
No.
Listen,
it's not an excuse. That's a fact.
Serious problem I'm trying to resolve. Let me let my partner here, Kyle Turner, talk about what he wants to do to solve some of the problems that the government recognizes.
Go ahead.
All right, my first question actually is, so what is a fire truck accessible? Like, what would determine that? Can you come out and show me?
Yeah, exactly. You can just draw it. I can give it on a map. You've got to have a turning radius of a 75-foot head, and you've got to have an 80,000-pound road, all-weather road.
And now we can bring that off of Fifth West.
You can bring it off wherever you want, as long as you can get approval from these guys in the city. You have the property. You can get access to it. If it was state road, that's only the whole way.
Then you'd have to deal with the state. You know,
the city can grant you access to come off of that way. My problem is, how are you going to turn a fire truck around in front of your building without crossing those people's property?
Okay.
It's really important that it.
Okay.
Because you're right. It's been allowed for.
The reason for that is, if somebody, even if it's just an ambulance and they have to get in there and they have to go the long way and can't turn around, you guys end up liable. We're trying to protect you so you don't get sued by following the rules that we've put in place.
Right, and by all means, I want to abide by the rules, and I don't want to give you guys any grief about any of this. But at the same time, you know, what I'm trying to do with the property is, you know, I see a high demand in it, especially in our area, which is a sober living facility. You know, I've been down those roads and those avenues, you know, and by all means, there are five total sober living facilities in the state, period. And all of them are all filled up. You know, I spent the last day trying to find a bed there in one of them. And there ain't. And especially in this community, you know, there is nothing for a male to go to. I've seen time and time again that people come out of the jails, the recovery centers, and come into this area and relapse because they have no place to go, right? And what I'm proposing for this is just a facility exactly like that. I'll have nationally certified peer supports, people that I go see on a regular basis at the counseling center, live in the facility, and then provide them employment through a series of different businesses, such as like tree trimming, property management, the restaurant area, and that will allow them to contribute to society again. And not only that, it allows the peer support, which I'm going to be going to school, and it'll be me doing the peer support for them, me to be in their daily lives, allow them to construct and bring in good habits, right? Bring in NA and AA into the facility, and Al-Anon. Al-Anon has no facility here, period. And Al-Anon is the support groups for the people that are not addicts, but have addicts in their lives, right? And so with all the you know, the drug problem that it is in this area, in the Six County area, there's no facility to address that. Yes, we got drug court, but drug court can't handle any of these cases. And then a lot of them are turned away because don't get the help that they need from drug court because there are no facilities. They have no place to go. Everybody's turned their back on these people, and which is unfortunate because they are all amazing people. I've lived that life. I'm sober today, and I'm trying to facilitate something to give other people the opportunity that I have had.
And Kyle's supposed to be in a meeting in 5 minutes, or you gig him and probably make him do.
I've got a question. How can someone purchase property and block the right way to your entrance to your land? How can they do that?
That's a whole nother discussion for a whole nother time.
It blows away.
It was probably a tax sale, wasn't it?
It was a nuisance sale. You're exactly right.
It was a nuisance sale back in.
I'd be excited to move forward with you people and because we are very pro-business, but we just simply, I just can't suspend the rules and say, let's just ignore that, those people.
I understand that.
Let's ignore the people that own that now.
What you're talking about is different from what's listed on our agenda for tonight as well. So there's a couple of different reasons that we can't really do anything tonight for you. The legal access, and then if it's going to be a support facility, a clean living facility, that's different from the hotel and restaurant that we have listed.
How soon can you get the legal access part done?
Is it zoned for that?
Yes.
We've had that discussion.
Zoned for what?
For a rehabilitation facility.
Well, it's sober living, it's not a rehabilitation.
But I think that's the closest thing we have in our zoning code, so that's what we discussed it as when we talked about a rehabilitation facility there.
I thought it was gonna be motel.
Like 2 years ago.
I thought we went to motel discussion.
It is a motel, and it's always a motel, and who was running that? The church, Salvation Church. Doing exactly that.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
And the networking that we put out there, you know, just, there's such need, and using a motel and a restaurant to supply jobs to somebody who use something as they're trying to do the life is vital, even when we network with, Tammy Crowell's mother went to six counties, and they go, oh my goodness, this is so great. And here's some other people that are doing other things here. So we've been trying to network with them, and we did that pathway in Glenwood. And we're talking, we didn't even talk about what we were planning on doing. We just said, you know, in between, for the in-betweeners. And they, this one woman, she says, oh my goodness, for years I thought we should have a motel and a restaurant facility where people can go to work and regain their self-esteem and their self-worth.
Yeah.
It's vital to put them to work.
We understand. We just want it to be, we just want the facility to be safe and meet all the rules.
And I understand. I've never been to one of these kind of meetings. This has been very, very educational.
Yeah, so, see.
But everything you have mentioned is so important, and we have to go through that list you have for us.
When you come in and you sign up, see, our agenda goes out if it isn't motel restaurant, then we have to, we got to start all over, and you sign up for what it is, because we can't.
But I think it'd be motel and restaurant. I think that's what, I mean, he talked about this facility, but it's, you know, he's talking about that end of it. But it will still be a motel and restaurant, right? That's what you're saying.
It'll just have like peer counseling services on site.
However, you can get your permission, get across that property.
Yeah.
Then we can move forward.
A week from now, and I'll have it.
Okay.
Will you meet with me a week from now, so we're not put off a month?
That has to go through Michelle.
If you have it, bring it in to Rick and Michelle, and then we'll move from there.
All right, very good.
Okay.
I'm the owner of the property. Idea when I bought it was similarly what they are talking about, to help community. I own another motel here, 970. I'm always, in fact, right now I have a few people who came out of jail, like halfway house. I have a lot of problems with those people. And police department helps me a lot. Everybody in city helps me a lot. It's not that I'm complaining about the authorities, if I knew when I was buying that property that this is what they're going to be having, I was not aware of anything, because there's access going here to the property, and here to the property, been using for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I spent $1,000+ to salvage engineering to find out my rights and things like that. And the property line was like that, not exactly terrible like that. But, and I'll give you the
But we still require.
No, resurvey, maybe resurvey.
It was just resurveyed like.
Just get either a court or them that you got the right to cross it, then we're good to go.
Before we get any permission, I'm all for it. The problem is, this guy who owns this is paying the neck. He never come and mow stuff, clean that thing. He got used a tree here that needs to be removed. And city's not asking them to do anything, and I get all kind of notices.
For their property?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
This property, I can't touch that tree because it's on Debra.
Right.
Right.
And no one can get parked in that corner. So what's a nuisance that needs to be, Rick, I'll talk to Rick about that.
Yeah, I can fix that for you. I'm pretty sure that the guy doesn't know that little strip's not owned by you. But I can take care of that for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You bet.
But I'm here to help the community, and I will do by law requirement.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Mr. Turner? Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, we have.
15.
How are you?
This is Dan.
Thanks for your comments and for coming.
Thank you. Great night, Eric Hart.
Maybe they're my cousins. Did you see my last name?
I'm on tonight.
This is Turner, though.
Yeah.
So I hope that it will work out, you know.
Yeah, I can see why he's sending you the letter and he's going to there.
I don't know why. You were helping out maybe with Sarah or something. I need to know my son Jonathan has.
Hey, Greg, my church. I got one question that didn't get on that. Let you guys back.
Our hands are tied by that.
I'm a very good friend of his.
Oh, he said that. I should have got him to come. Maybe he would have helped him.
He's a good man.
They're sitting out there waiting because they didn't get. They came here, but they told them they had to come here, so they never got on the plane.
In the graduate.
So, and it's a simple clarification of.
Thanks, Howard.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
They have a mission, people?
They don't need to come in. Remember that one I talked to you about where we had a zone piece of property for multifamily? If we could put two duplexes on it, what's?
Yes, yes.
Two houses?
And we had that discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you, so you have the property zoned correctly, has the size, has everything, but instead of two duplexes, it has a house and a house. And we still use that as multifamily?
Are you talking about?
All setbacks.
Yeah, meets everything.
Okay.
You think about, are you talking about the one-way?
What?
Are you talking about the one-way?
I'm talking about their property.
Oh, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You have a great help.
I'm trying.
Yeah, Greg, I like this. Yeah, all setbacks and everything.
And I don't want to make them split their property.
Well, okay, so they're, okay, so what you're saying is there are two homes on it now.
Well, there's a home, a garage that's been converted partially illegally, and they got caught. So they want to turn that into a home, so they have two homes.
Then that would normally require a property split, right?
It would, except for it does meet the zoning for multifamily. And that's what's the difference between two duplexes on the property and two houses on the property?
See, we had this, let's see, I remember our grandma apartment ordinance that we put through.
Right, but that doesn't have that.
Mother-in-law.
This isn't contiguous.
The mother-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, the mother-in-law, that was it.
Yeah, but that's got to be a family member, so to speak.
Right, right.
This is just.
It's going to have to be joining or something.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Not the mother-in-law quarters or casita or whatever you want to call it.
See, Stu Shaver has the mother-in-law house.
But they're saying, I can't see why they need to build something between them to connect them, to make it meet, when that, to me, defeats my fire code, because now I've got to have a.
That seems crazy.
Firewall.
You can make it be connected.
That's not there.
That's okay, but when it isn't.
I'd have to research this. I mean, I, you know, I don't know why not, but I.
I couldn't find.
Can't see the property. I can't see anything that.
I understand that. It's, I just couldn't see a reason why to build a place, right? And that's kind of the first thing up front was, well, we're supposed to try and if we can, and I felt like I met everything. There's it. but they were told they had to build a house between the two to connect.
By who? By you?
Duncan.
Who told them that?
So they're asked, they're wanting to know if they could, I'm not gonna issue the building permit to finish the second one. Until I know that they don't have to build between them.
What's the other one?
Well, then it has to be found in them. They want to actually rent.
We made an ordinance a while ago that you could have a mother-in-law apartment on.
Is that when Stu was on the committee?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, no.
Because he's got that.
Yes, yes, and actually, there was quite a lot of demand, wasn't there?
Probably. There were a few people that wanted to do that, but you don't know enough to tell you yes or no.
It's zoned correctly, it's setback correctly. I've got, as an accessory structure, it meets it, if it was two duplexes, it meets it. I don't see why we can't.
Right, so there'd be two separate families in one in each house. You guys would be the families?
No.
Greg, maybe if we could see it, Susan might can give it up.
No, they're both property owners.
Hell, you're the property owner.
It's a big law.
Use a license contractor for sewer.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
Looking at it.
I feel comfortable doing it, but I just wanted to throw it in there to see if you guys are comfortable with me doing it.
Where is it?
Yeah, let's.
See, it's the address is 166 South 200.
200 East. I didn't know they were gonna show up, because they never come back with plans, so I just figured they'd get back. But you and Mayor, there's no reason. I can't.
I'm just gonna say that.
Hey?
Rick and I.
We're gonna have trouble with Howard. He's lying through his teeth. Howard.
So wait, how do you get access?
He's lying. Is that what he does?
Oh, yeah. Now, but.
Rick and I went through.
I went to Rick's house.
So you'll know the driveway on either side, basically, will go back.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be a separate house?
Yeah.
You're gonna rent this?
I will rent it.
For the one.
One, yeah, the big one.
Oh, okay, so they are rental property.
Okay, so now, so multi, is it zone? So zone's no problem? We went through this and couldn't come up with any.
Reason not. We're gonna put this stuff like, so where's your version property?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this without see it, right?
Yeah. You guys have your decent setbacks.
Need setbacks, yes.
It's a big lot, yeah, so we're trying to like make a renovation or something to have like decent.
Yeah, there's something weird. Dingo.
It's a big black one, it's fine.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
But this makes sense at all.
But it's.
And it doesn't like the smoker, it's not what it's saying. It actually makes it.
More sinister.
Is worse than from other reasons.
Oh, for fire now.
Yeah, because then it's. Do you remember that weirdo? When he was.
Yeah.
There's. So see.
There's one about Michelle.
You don't have the setbacks, and the setbacks are, that is actually no problem.
I mean, you know, when they built the garage, they were gonna set back.
Well,